The arguments that this painting was painted by Whistler are not really that strong. Okay, the painting was attributed to Whistler by his friend in London, and it is somewhat similar to his style, but that is not really evidence that the painting was actually painted by Whistler. First, the painting was included in the show organized by Whistler's friend. But, according to records, that show is not only a show of Whistler's paintings. It was a show of various paintings in the man's collection. So it could be that the man included this painting in his show just because he owned it. The fact that it was included in the show isn't really any evidence that the painting was done by Whistler. Second, the painting could have been done by lots of different painters who were working at the same time as Whistler. The woman in the painting does resemble the woman in Symphony in White, but that woman was a popular artistic model at the time. She appears in lots of different artists' paintings. In addition, the use of blacks and whites in this painting does not mean that it's by Whistler. Monochromatic colors were a popular fashion in painting at the time. Whistler used them, but so did lots of other painters. Third, what about the butterfly in the painting? Well, this is not really convincing evidence either. This butterfly is a totally different shape and color than the one that Whistler used on his paintings. Also, while this butterfly is painted in the lower right corner, Whistler usually painted a butterfly in the upper left corner of his paintings. So, why is the butterfly there? Well, close examinations of the painting show that it was actually added to the painting long after it had been painted. It is probably a forgery by someone trying to make the painting look like it was painted by Whistler.